One thing I love about Cardi B is her with the internet, because she always shares exactly how she's feeling in that exact moment. And this weekend, she got very wound up about her tax dollars and where her money's going, because she says it's not making a difference. Listen to this.
I want to know what you're doing with my tax money, because I'm from New York and the streets is always dirty. We was voted the dirtiest city in America. What is y'all doing? There's still rats on the damn trains. I know y'all not spending it in no damn prison, because y'all be giving like two underwears, one jumpsuit for like 5 months. So what is y'all doing with my money? I want to know. I want receipts. I want everything. I want to know what y'all is doing with my money.
So apparently she did her taxes this weekend.
Which is hilarious.
And the best part of this story is the Washington Post actually wrote a story, said, Cardi B, here's where your tax money's going.
They made her a graph.
They put a chart together.
Yeah. It's awesome.
And they assumed that she paid $8 million in federal taxes last year and actually told her $13,000 of that goes to federal prisons.
There you go.
So if she's wondering why they only get two underwears and a jumpsuit.
Oh, man.
That's what's going on there.
I love it. You can see that whole video at my blog at 1053hotfm.com. It's just filled with profanity.
My favorite part of this is Social Security is $1.83 million.
Yeah.
Could Cardi B be the impetus for Social Security reform?
Oh, boy.
We don't know.
Let's calm down a little bit. Justin Bieber's making headlines. You may have seen him trending over the weekend because he got in a little bit of a car accident on Sunset Boulevard in L.A. He's in a car accident like every year. He's like me, pregnant.
What is going on with him? Yeah, I was going to say, when is he due?
Because
it's how you drive when you're with child.
Oh, well, he was not with child. He got rear-ended, so it technically wasn't his fault. A Range Rover ran into his Mercedes. He is just fine,
by the way.
It's
the most Hollywood accident ever.
I know, right?
Oh, my God, my Range Rover. I hit Justin Bieber yesterday.
It's Mercedes.
Do you believe that, Martha?
Bill Hader, though, was talking about Justin Bieber on Andy Cohen's show, Watch What Happens Live. He actually said that Justin Bieber was the worst SNL host ever.
Yeah, Bieber was, he just was in a bad place. Maybe he's in a better place, but then he was in a very, it was rough. Now, everyone is usually on great behavior.
Right, they're usually excited.
Everyone's very excited
and
great behavior. Yeah. Most time, it's 100%, and that's why I think, Bieber is the only one that, in my experience, and it was just, I think he just seemed like exhausted or just at the end of a rope or whatever. He was just so huge.
I remember a couple of SNL cast members really not happy that week.
Yeah?
Yeah, Bieber was kind of a pain in the ass at the time, mm-hmm. obviously. Back in his peeing in bucket stage.
Yes, that was entertaining, though.
The audience was a mess because it was all, like, young girls.
Yeah.
So they were just screaming the whole time, and they're trying to do this show.
So annoying.
And, yeah, it just seemed like that was just such a mess when he hosted SNL.
Sure it was. Black Panther finally got bumped out of the number one spot at the box office over the weekend. Pacific Rim Uprising.
Monsters.
Yes.
And robots.
Took over Black Panther. But here's the big news. It passed the Avengers to become the top grossing superhero movie of all time in the U.S.
So Black Panther, number one Marvel movie in history right now.
Ever, ever, ever.
And all superhero movies at this time.
Yep. There you go.
And Infinity War's out next month. So we'll see.
Ooh.
Black Panther's in it, though.
Oh, yeah?
So it's going to make a butt ton of money.
A butt ton.
Butt ton.
There you go. Butt ton coming your way.
That's a measurement for Cardi B and her tax dollars, too. Butt ton does not go to prison. Go to Social Security. Help us out, Cardi B.
Go.
Got to reform it.
That is your Hollywood hookup.